This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. Now, I was quite taken by a BBC interview where the murdered teenager Brianna Gay's mother has actually met the parent of one of the killers of her daughter. This is 5 weeks after the killers were sentenced for murder. Esther Gay has said that she felt, and this is the word she used, a connection to Scarlett Jenkinson's mother, who's called Emma. And she described the mother as showing a great deal of bravery. Now, Scarlett Jenkinson is the person who, one of the two people who killed this teenager, Brianna Gay. And Esther Gay has been talking to the BBC about this, but this is really, for want of a better term, surprising, but I'll allow you to make up your own mind.
I'm really glad that we had the meeting. Both Scarlett's mum and uncle are very nice people, just normal people. And I think that what has happened has impacted their family massively, just the same as it's impacted mine. And we had a few like very personal, we spoke about very personal things, and she was very open with me, and she was so respectful as well. I think that her coming to see me shows a great deal of bravery on her part as well. And yeah, it was a very emotional meeting, but I'm so glad that I did that, and I appreciate them for giving me the opportunity as well.
It's an incredible commentary. This is the voice of Esther Gay, who lost her daughter to two teenage murderers, Scarlett Jenkinson being one of them, the other being Eddie Radcliffe. And Ratcliffe is his, the pronunciation of his surname. And they murdered Brianna in February of 2023. The pair, who are both now 16, are serving life sentences for what was described by the judge as a brutal, planned and sadistic murder. Now, most people, I'm sure, would find it very hard to understand why, indeed, Brianna's mother would want to go and talk to the murderer's mother. But it seems to have done her some good at a personal level. It seems to have made her feel better in what must be the most distressing, absolutely distressing of times. And she's also called for mindfulness to be encouraged in a school environment, and also for controls on mobile phones in schools. Now, the activity of those murderers on the mobile phones, what they were looking at, is obviously something that has to be addressed, because it turned them into the monsters that they've become. But why would Brianna's mother want to go and meet the mother of the murderer, the person who reared the murderer? Now, obviously, the mother isn't responsible for the activities of the daughter, but why would you want to spend time with her? These are questions that I'm sure going through your mind, go through my mind, and my massive respect is directed towards Brianna's mother. Let me be very, very clear about that. But on a morning when we have a mindfulness coach with us, Deirdre McGuire, deirdremcguire.com, and someone who's an expert in the field, and somebody who brings this to schools, you have an understanding of Brianna's mother, Esther?
Yeah, absolutely. Heartfelt condolences to her first, and I am humbled by her courage. I would really love to meet that woman. This is not mindfulness. Mindfulness is a different thing. This is mindset mastery. That's why we call this Mindset Mastery Monday. That's what my work is about. That's what my passion is about. We need to have more people like Emma in the world who are emotionally intelligent. She's emotionally intelligent.
Just to be clear, the mother is Esther, and the mother of the murderer is Emma. So it's Esther that you're...
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah,
so Esther Gay.
You have admiration for Esther. We'll get to Emma in a second, because I'd be interested in what your analysis of Emma, the mother of the murderer, is. But let's concentrate on the mother of the victim.
Well, I actually, you know, applaud them both, because it took courage from both of them. The pain of Emma must be unreal. But Esther, the mother of the murdered girl, is displaying emotional fitness. I talk about this all the time. I talk about emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is when you know this stuff. You know, you've heard about personal development. And remember, the personal development is personal development. That's exactly what it is. You've got to build your own emotional fitness so that you can deal with challenges in life. We all get challenges at various times in our life. And the people who master their lives in a better way are the people who are able to master this. You know, when my father took his own life, I could have gone one direction, but I chose to go another. I'm not any exception. Everyone gets challenges in their lives. Some get more than others. But when you know about this, the ability to deal with your emotions, with the difficult ones, when the easy option is anger, when the easy option is just to stay angry for the rest of your life, and this woman chose not to do that. She chose to embrace it. I absolutely would love to meet her.
So Esther, the mother of the dead teenager, is a shining example of everything that's good and right and focused and correct and the sort of person that you're full of admiration for. Emma, who's the mother of the murderer, where do you see Emma in the setting of all of this? Now, Emma obviously is an innocent woman who mm-hmm. just happened to rear a murderer. But do you have immense sympathy for Emma?
I totally have. You know, but for the grace of God, there go any of us. This is the thing, that these children were fed from the dark web. And, you know, when you understand your mind-body connection, that whatever you put into it will come out. So that is an exact example of what the mind and body will achieve. And it can achieve for the good, or it can achieve for the evil. So I have no judgment. And it may be a challenging thing to hear, but I have no judgment on any of this. I have no judgment on Brianna. Obviously, she was murdered. I have no judgment on Scarlett. I have no judgment on Eddie. I would have curiosity. I want to know how they do it. If we proclaim to be a Christian community, we don't judge other people. We don't judge them, but I would want to know, how did that happen so that it doesn't happen again?
So you've led me round to what I was about to ask you, because I understand you saying that you have an admiration for Esther, the mother of the dead girl. And I understand you saying that you have empathy with Emma, who's the mother of the murderer. You've already answered the next question I was about to ask you. How would you judge Scarlett? Scarlett is one of the two murderers. Scarlett was a murderer, 15-year-old. Eddie is a murderer, 15, 16-year-old as well. How would you judge Scarlett? You said you wouldn't judge Scarlett or Eddie. Would you be understanding of Esther, the mother of the dead child, if she was to go a step further at some point in the future to meet Scarlett?
Well, absolutely. I would encourage her to do that.
See, that, you know, I don't want to get too personal about Mrs. Gay or Ms. Gay or indeed, I couldn't give a toss about Scarlett or Eddie. But the point
I challenge you on that, Frank, because they're 15. How did that happen?
But what did they do?
How did that happen? How did it happen? The two 15-year-olds can think somewhere in their mind that it's okay to kill someone the way they did.
Yes, but let's be clear on what they did. They carried out a brutal, planned, yes, and sadistic, because that's very, yes, important, the sadistic element of it, murder. That's what they did at 15 years of age.
Would you have any curiosity on that? Would you want to know, how did that happen? Would you not have a curiosity about that?
Of course, I see the reality of the dark web and the danger and the influence. I see all of that. But my first question would be, and the first question that flashes mm-hmm. across my mm-hmm. mind is, they're in for life, mm-hmm. and they're not in for all of life. They're just in for life. So by the time they are, you know, my maths is never great, but they could be out by the time they're 35.
Okay.
I would have a real concern about them coming to live in my street if they were released when they're 35, having done 20 having done 20 years. So my sympathy is not going to be judged. And I would imagine I'm speaking for the vast majority of people listening to this program. Whenever I say I have sympathy for Esther and I have sympathy for Emma, but I'm struggling to find any sympathy for Scarlett or for Eddie, who carried out a brutal murder of an innocent child.
At 15, why? Why? How do two 15-year-olds manage to normalise that? They normalised that somewhere in their mind, that was right. Somewhere in the recesses of their mind, that was right. We have a collective responsibility to look at that, to find out, how is that happening in our society? You know,
I'm not saying you're wrong on that, but we also have a collective responsibility to ensure that they're not back out in society when they're still in their 30s.
That wouldn't be my first call. My first call would be, how can we sort this? How can we change this? How can we find out what happened? Do you think that because they did that then, that that's their life over? You see, I wouldn't have that. My mindset on it would be, I would want to know more about that. I would want to, really get curious, find out how it happened to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You know, there's good and there's evil in the world, and the evil is there to test us to do the right thing or to grow or to expand. That's my philosophy for life. My why for being here is to evolve as my best self so that others may do the same. I want to evolve, and I want our humanity to evolve, because if we don't figure out how this is happening, we don't have a future as a humanity. So it's easy to say, you know, bad people, but I want to know why. Why did that happen? How did that happen? What are the details? Where did this start? You know, that's why I would be really interested in talking to Emma, the mother of Scarlett, who seems like a normal woman, and say to her, well, what do you think happened there? Obviously, you know...
Well, obviously they went onto the dark web, and they got influenced by the dark web, and they did sadistic things as a result of being on the dark web. So, the buck stops with them. It stops with
the dark web. It doesn't stop with two 15-year-olds.
We leave Emma as a mother out of it, because we don't know about Emma as a mother. So let's concentrate on Scarlett and Eddie. The buck stops with them, because they chose to go on the dark web. The dark web, without a doubt, has to take responsibility.
Of course it does.
And it has to be eradicated, if possible. And people who run it have to be jailed. I'm with you completely on all of that.
Right.
But they still made a decision. They made a choice to be influenced by the dark web, and then to carry out actions as a result of being in the dark web.
The dark web was a solution to something for them. The dark web solved a problem that they had. There was something going on that they were attracted to it, that it fed them in whatever way it did emotionally, this is the result of it. So I would want to know more about that. I want to know, how did that happen? And you know something, the truth about it is, Frank, I don't know what you know, but I actually don't know what the dark web is. What is the dark web?
Well, I don't know. I've never visited the dark web.
We're talking about that and we don't actually know.
But it is somewhere. It we know enough about it from doing interviews about it, that it is somewhere where you can see child pornography. It is somewhere where you can buy drugs. It is somewhere where you can buy illegal weapons. It is a method of connectivity.
Solving?
It's a method of connectivity under the radar where people can do what you can't do above the radar. So we know that about the dark web.
So what are we not addressing, that the dark web is attractive to people? What problem is the dark web solving? Go to the root of the problem every time.
Totally. I'm with you completely.
So what problem is the dark web
solving? We need to address
solving.
The problem of the dark web. Yes, I'm not questioning that at all. But I'm now taking a step back and saying that the two people who decide to go on the dark web, who decide to involve themselves in the gruesome activity of the dark web, and then bring it to the reality of a day, have to carry responsibility for their own actions.
I'm not saying that they're 15 years of age. But I'm saying that they're not even legally an adult yet. So they're still under supervision as children. So what problem did that solve? When someone comes to me with addiction, I don't want to know about the drinking. I'm not interested in the drinking. I want to know what problem is the drinking solving. And then when we do that, when we address that problem, then we get to the root of it. And then we can solve it.
What about if, and I want to get their names right, Scarlett and Eddie didn't have any problems before they discovered the dark web? That the dark web just polluted their minds. The dark web is to blame for polluting their minds.
It's the dark web that needs to be in jail.
Correct. There's no doubt the people who run the dark web need to be eradicated.
Yes.
But let's go back to the two murderers. They decided to go on the dark web and they didn't have any negatives in their lives. They allowed themselves to be polluted by the dark web. People just don't go to the dark web.
That's a contradiction in terms, Frank. They are 15. They're children. It's a contradiction in terms to say that they decided. That's like saying a two-year-old decided to eat the dog food.
No,
because
a two-year-old.
A two-year-old doesn't know that it's dog food. So,
but a 15-year-old knows the dark web is a sinister place. You know it's a sinister place. I know it's a sinister place.
So what drove them to it?
Curiosity. Very possibly.
And then what happened?
They got polluted.
So what
by
problem
it
did that solve that they stayed there?
But they did. Your point is that they have to have a problem before they have an issue. People with no problem can have an issue.
If they have
can
the
develop
emotional
an issue.
Why would you ever want to? Why would you not want to go to the dark web?
Well, I don't want to go to the dark web because it's illegal. First of all, the activity on it is illegal. I don't want to be associated with it. I don't want people to say he's looking for ammunition or drugs or child pornography. I don't want to be associated with the dark web. But a 15-year-old who finds the method of getting onto it is curious and then goes onto it, begins to be influenced by it, and doesn't have any problems in his or her life until they arrive there. So my point is it's very possible they didn't have any problems. They found their problems on the dark web. They made the worst of those problems and they killed an innocent child.
So they're 15 years of age, so they're not fully developed yet. So they are vulnerable. They're actually, you know what they are? They're actually vulnerable adults or vulnerable non-adults, not even adults yet. So they're actually vulnerable and they are fodder for the dark web. So the dark web, which is really what's responsible in this.
Correct.
Okay, and that's what we need to look at. Why is the dark web there? What problem does it solve? Why is it attractive? Why would you not rather be out doing nice things?
Yeah, the dark web
yourself
polluted those two children.
Yeah.
But
no,
they are now.
That's a concession on your part?
Yes.
You're now saying...
I said it polluted them. What I'm saying is they didn't have a problem before they found the dark web.
We don't know.
Okay, but you're suggesting that they would have gone to the dark web because they had a problem.
It influenced them so much. The power of the dark web is so much that that's what it did to those innocent children.
Yes, my point is that you can go to the dark web without any problem. When you're on the dark web, you develop a problem. Then you take your problem and you murder someone, you've got to accept responsibility for carrying out the murder. And therefore, those two people, we have to be very careful, don't return to society to live next door to you or me when they're in their 30s, because they might murder a friend of yours or a friend of mine.
Well, if you accept that they have been influenced by the dark web, could they be influenced by good?
That's very possible. That's
so
a debate
is it
and a
possible
discussion
for them to change?
I'm quite sure it is possible for people to change.
So if
but
we
I would
focused
need,
on
I would want proof of that.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we worked on them and found out, A, what happened, why did they do it, how did they do it, how can we solve it, how can we make sure it doesn't happen again, we could use them to turn our society round. We could actually use this awful situation and make good of it. And that is actually a principle for living. How can I look at this differently?
Yeah, that's true. Listen, very interesting. And
I really enjoyed that, Francis.
It's all your wisdom, the mindset mastery on a Monday with the, I suppose, the most liberal woman I've ever met in my life. You'd hang nobody.
correct. That is correct.
Neither would I. Deirdre McGuire from DeirdreMcGuire.com with us here on the U105 phone-in.